Welcome to the Plant Grow Reap podcast.
Welcome back to Plant Grow Reap. I'm Chelsea. I'm the marketing manager here at Aintree Group. And today I'm going to be diving into something that's becoming more and more common. And for those of us in professional services, more and more concerning. And that is finfluencers. Finfluencers as in like financial planning or tax influencers online on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram Reels, on, ironically enough, podcasts. We're talking about the ones that have huge followings and they have really catchy videos with like life hacks and tax hacks, and they seem really confident. They might list off credentials at the start of the video as to why, you know, their advice can be trusted. But we wanted to address, you know, should you really be making any kind of life decision, but in this case, tax and financial decisions based on a TikTok video? And spoiler alert, probably not. Again, we understand the irony, stick with us. But we're talking about people who provide this information in little snippets, like a little reel, a little life hack on Tax Talk or wherever it may be. And what it's missing is the all-important context. So as with any big life decision, but in this particular instance, financial advice, tax advice, it is so dependent on context. And that's not just the context of like where you are based, where you work, where you live, your like life, work and personal circumstances, marital status, all of the above, but also your own goals and everything like that. Like the context behind the scenes is so important. And there's also the context of, you know, one tax law and what you do and don't do to minimize tax or whatever the case may be. It informs, then there's a flow on effect where it informs many other taxes or whatever the case may be. So you might see this great hack on Instagram and you might action it. And what you might not realize is that for your particular circumstance, the implications of taking that action is that you now, yeah, might be paying a minimal amount of tax on this particular tax that the video was about, but the one over here that you hadn't considered because there was no context about that on said reel, you now have a huge tax bill over here that you didn't consider. And that's where the important distinction is between those 20-second tax hack online video, podcast, whatever it may be, versus going and getting proper individual professional advice. So I work in marketing. So I spend a lot of my time on social media. I get a lot of information through social media, but it's about recognizing where the line is of where, you know, a quick and easy like tidying your drawer hack is very, very different to getting financial or tax advice that could have a very, very real impact and a very, very detrimental impact on your life if you get it wrong. So we wanted to address this because there's a lot of stats that fly around, but back in 2023, it was estimated that about half of Gen Z and millennials said that they used TikTok and Instagram as their primary search engine. So if they had a question, they didn't go to Google, they went to social media. Obviously, that's from 2023. That is no doubt gone up in that time because it's 2025 now. And that concerningly included financial advice and financial guidance. And the issue with that is, as we've said, it does not take into account your personal circumstances. And that is where a lot of people are getting caught and the implications can be really detrimental. And so we're trying to tip the balance back a little bit and be a podcast and be a platform that is saying, yes, there are amazing educational platforms out there. Absolutely. We at Aintree Group are huge advocates of providing free educational information to people through this podcast, through our events that we run, through social media, through our blog. But the difference is that we are very specific in saying that this is all individual advice, and we will always say, please, please go and get your own tailored financial advice and guidance. don't go and action advice based on a blog post. Don't go and make big investment or financial or tax decisions based on an Instagram reel, even if it's from us. Come in and have a proper conversation where we can take into account your full circumstances, because taking tax advice from a video in isolation very likely will cause issues in other areas. There's a very common quote that our managing director, Shane McKenna, likes to throw out all the time in all contexts, but that is, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If someone is sitting there in a TikTok video telling you that you can pay no tax on all of the income that you've made this year, that is incorrect. It will probably put you at risk. And the same applies to any kind of financial advice, be it, you know, getting investment advice from Reddit or whatever the case may be. Always get proper advice from someone who understands your personal circumstances, the context of what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve and your full financial situation, and also where you're trying to go. Because the other context that could be missing from those videos is that it's not aligned with your long-term financial goals. And it might, you know, be a hack to someone else, but it's not going to get you where you want to go. And that's really, really important. It needs to be tailored to you. Some of the other problems we wanted to address with the Finfluencer situation is, they're becoming those go-to experts for people who are looking to build wealth, and people, specifically younger people, looking to build wealth, because they're on Instagram and they're on TikTok. They're the places where younger people are going for that information. And yeah, a lot of the time they look and sound like they know what they're talking about, which for all intents and purposes they may. It may just be they know what they're talking about, but they are only talking about in the context of their state or their country where they work and live, not where you're from or where you work or what your circumstances are. Aside from that though, yes, they're the ones that may know what they're talking about, but a lot of them don't. Some of them aren't qualified. You know, some people are just sitting there with an authoritative tone and, you know, claiming to have the answer to all life's big questions. And that's just absolutely not the case. Not all of them are qualified. You should be seeking advice, financial and tax advice, from someone who is qualified to take care of those matters for you in your area that you live and work and exist. The other consideration is that many finfluencers are being paid to promote specific financial products. So those financial products may be legitimate. Some of them are probably scams. Some of them may be legitimate. Not all of them are going to be right for you. So even the legitimate ones may not be something that is worth your time, investment, money, effort, any of the above. Again, if they don't have the context of what you are trying to do and what your situation is, it's not necessarily going to be the best move for you. And the other issue with people who are being paid to promote certain products or apps or financial products or of any description is you're not getting the full range of choice. So you are being presented with one solution to a potential problem. You're not being presented with all of the potential solutions to that problem and their implications on other things. And that's really, really important. As I've mentioned, they could be referring to advice or strategies that are not applicable in your own tax area. So it could be a different country, it could be a different state, it could just be a different situation. You know, they might say I'm from Melbourne, Australia and blah, 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 but the situation they're referring to might not apply to you. And so if you take action on that, it's going to impact you in a negative way. They're also the issue with social media of any kind is that, you know, instant gratification and shorter videos and stuff like that. And while there are longer form content things like podcasts or longer YouTube videos, at the core of the issue is that usually what's happening as well is they're diluting very complex tax matters into catchy sound bites. And so again, that context is missing. It eliminates the really important clues as to whether or not the advice is right for you or what the other implications could be of taking action on that advice. And so by taking that diluted advice on face value and not understanding that there are complexities behind it, and you don't need to understand the ins and outs of it. That's what an accountant is for, but that's why they exist, because there's, unless you've studied this area, unless you've spent the time across the tax law and all the changing legislation, which changes daily, weekly, monthly, you don't know the full implications of any kind of tax action or financial action that you take. That's why you go to professionals, because it's their job to know that. And the majority of the time, that full knowledge cannot be diluted down into a 20-second TikTok video. So know that even though they might have covered the key areas or the basics, there's going to be, it's like an iceberg, there's going to be a whole area underneath of murky waters that need to be sort of explored through, and all the implications need to be considered before you take action on any particular advice. And some videos are just wrong. They're just incorrect. And I'm not even now just talking about social media. Well, social media is a really obvious example, but, you know, you look at traditional media like newspapers and things like that, and they're all about the catchy headlines and stuff like that. You can't base financial action on those headlines, because the journalist's job is to sell newspapers. It's to, you know, stir up sort of hype around different things, and they might have an angle on it. And so that the way that they've presented those facts are not in your best interest. And that's what it comes down to. Any financial action that you take should be in your best interest, not the best interests of the finfluencer or the journalist or the person who has the investment app or whatever the case may be. It needs to be for the benefit of you and your long-term financial health. So it's really important to take that into consideration. And it's a dangerous thing. We're talking about tax law here. There are serious ramifications if you get it wrong, and they can be legal ramifications. And I feel like potentially that the impact of that can get lost. So let's talk about some of the advice that we've seen. So the ATO and professional accounting bodies have come across real examples of people who have gone on TikTok or gone on a podcast and given this advice, and it's not correct. So they've seen videos on claiming your pet as a guard dog for work, how to write off designer handbags as laptop bags. You cannot do that. You will get in trouble. Deducting fuel costs without a logbook or documentation. This is another thing that's never covered in those videos. Yes, you might be able to claim something on tax, but there is a lot of documentation that has to be provided with that deduction request that if you don't have, you will get audited and you will get fined. You will have to pay that, you know, pay that tax out. So again, it's all about that extra context that's not provided in the video. Another one that has been seen is claiming swimwear as a work uniform, which is just hilarious. So they might seem clever or harmless or like it's a bit of a joke, but they're not. It's risky. And the more that you rely on these finfluencers to get real financial advice, the more murky the waters get in terms of what you're comfortable taking as advice from these people versus who, like, where you should be going to get real professional advice. And at the end of the day as well, it's not a matter of, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm a 21-year-old, I work in a bar, the ATO doesn't care about me and my tax and what's going on. And what you might not realize is data matching technology is a lot smarter than people realize. So if you get audited and your claims don't stack up, you could be facing higher tax bills, interest charges, fines, and in the most serious cases, criminal charges and imprisonment. And they can tag you for an audit because they have that data matching technology that, you know, your employer, you know, if you are a bartender, your employer, the bar, has to register with the ATO how much they've paid you. So if that doesn't match up with what you're putting in your tax return, they know. Your bank is online. The ATO is, everything is linked now. So it's not a matter of just being like, oh, I won't get found out, it's fine, they don't care about me, they're going after, you know, much bigger fish. You can and will get found out, and it will be really serious. Another thing I wanted to address is I've gone on a lot about social media, but it's also other areas or sources of advice that you need to be really careful of. And I'm also referring to AI and AI tools. So your ChatGPT is not your accountant. Yes, it might spit out some advice or some tax legislation to you and you think, beauty, it's, you know, cited the ATO as a source. This is great. I can go with this. The problem is, unless you are being extremely specific and you are following the exact link that has been cited to you by ChatGPT and checking it against current legislation, you cannot be sure that that is from the current financial year. It could be an old tax law that's no longer in effect. It could have changed. It might not be applicable to you because ChatGPT doesn't have all of the information about you and your personal circumstances. So while AI can be very helpful for general info, there are real risks associated with taking any kind of financial advice based on something that ChatGPT or any other AI tool has spit out. Because, yeah, it could also be pulling stuff from non-Australian tax law if you are an Australian. Or there are many ways in which the information that you're getting from somewhere like that could be incorrect. So I wanted to finish up on how can you cut through all of the noise and know whether or not the advice that you're seeing is correct and whether or not you can take action on it. So the first one I've already touched on, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So a bit of healthy skepticism goes a long way. At the end of the day, you are not going to get away with paying no tax. That's just not how it works. So if someone, and this can be someone in real life as well, like a friend sitting, you know, you're out for drinks or whatever, and they say, oh, I've got this awesome thing, like a get rich quick scheme. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. The second piece of advice I've also covered, stick to trusted sources. So for anything tax related, you don't need to go and pay an accountant if you are not in a position to do so. You can go to ato.gov.au. You can go directly, or, you know, if it's not Australia, then you go to your relevant government tax body. Or ideally talk to someone who is qualified, because even reading the ATO website, if you're not sure what you're looking for or how your circumstances apply, you could still end up in a little bit of trouble. So at the end of the day, it is recommended that you talk to someone like an accountant. Your accounting fees are tax deductible. That is something I can say is tax deductible. So keep that in mind. And obviously, if you're a young person, you can go to, you know, a cheap and cheerful chain tax situation, and they'll be able to help you out quite easily. As you grow, as your wealth grows, as your circumstances change, I would encourage you to explore a tax advisor who meets your unique needs and requirements, and make sure that you grow your advisor along with you. So you want someone who will meet your needs. Don't, if you are someone with complex structures and trust funds and self-managed super funds and businesses and things like that, then you might need to look at a more qualified business-focused tax advisor for that. A general good piece of advice is don't risk your finances, your future, your reputation for a quick deduction. It doesn't matter whether you're a wage and salary earner or a business owner. If you are following dodgy tax advice, it can have really detrimental long-term consequences, which I've touched on. And it's honestly, at the end of the day, not worth it to get a small portion of that, the cost of that bag back or whatever the case may be. It's not worth it at all. And if you're ever unsure, ask. So reach out to a tax advisor. There are plenty of people who will happily sit down and give a free consultation to someone who wants to make sure that they're doing the right thing and provide, you know, next steps and advice on the way forward. You can absolutely go and listen to, you know, a podcast like this from a professional service advisor, or read the blog and see the general advice that's given, and then take that to your own tax advisor and say, is this something I should be worried about? It's not to say that all of the free advice out there isn't worth it. It's absolutely worth looking at. It's worth being across. The more informed you are, the better. But you then take that to your advisor who knows all your personal circumstances and says, should I be across this? Is there anything I need to do? And they will be able to provide you with tailored advice based on your unique situation. So just remember, your finances, they're not a DIY project. You know, you can go in and learn how to knit on TikTok. That's fine. It's not a place to learn how to manage your finances or do your tax return. And Instagram, TikTok, ChatGPT, they're not your accountant. You need an actual accountant to go to for that sort of advice. So thanks for tuning in to Plant, Grow, Reap, and we'll see you next time.